Know this, and never forget it again, that you were kings and queens on the continent of Alcubilan, long before you were slaves in the Americas. And your African history goes back for thousands of years before the transatlantic slave trade. So let's not continue believing the lie that your history started with enslavement of the African in the Americas. Now, with that being said, let's get down to some ancient African history. If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you that it was they who God created, and that human means man with a hue to his skin, which meant the first man was a black man. And in the beginning, there was nothing but human and human women. They were Africans. They walked with God, and they were in tune with the universe. They shared the earth and lived alongside, as well as walked with the animals on the planet. If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you that your African history goes back long before you were enslaved by the Europeans, like they would have you to believe. They would tell you how they etched books in stone on the pyramid and temple walls in Egypt and the rest of Africa, telling their story of creation and knowledge of the God who created them. They then migrated out of the continent we call Africa. They populated the rest of the earth. They left evidence of themselves all over the planet. And the more that archaeologists and anthropologists dig, the more African truth the planet reveals.
If your ancestor could speak, they would say,
I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the ending, DNA of all men and women.
If your ancestor could speak, they would say,
pyramid builders, divine healers, the creators of all that's real.
If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you that this is why genetic tests show all humans on Earth have African DNA in their genetic makeup. They would tell you that all other races came from you, and not you from them. They would tell you, long before there are Europeans, Asians, Indians, Arabs, or any other race of people, there were Africans on the planet. If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you religion came from them, and that all manner of science, medicine, astronomy, and astrology came from them as well. They would tell you how Pharaoh Ramses II was a wise and mighty king in the land of ancient Kemet, and that to this day, he is loved by the modern day people of that land as he was by those who walked the earth back in the day when he ruled.
If your ancestor could speak, they would say,
I'm Kevilon, Abyssinia, Osiris, or Set. Never forget the heroes we beget.
If your ancestor could speak,
the creators of all that's real.
If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you they loved him because he was a wise and mighty ruler in the land of Kemet. They would tell you his queen Nefertari ruled Kemet alongside him, not behind him. They would also say, black woman, respect your body, for it is the temple that God chose to birth his human creation. So know that your womb is blessed because you are the bearers of the most magnificent beings on the planet. If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you how God blessed the world through Africans. They would tell you all things learned from Africa allow the world to flourish from that knowledge. They would tell you it was your ancient ancestors, the Africans, that were building civilized nations, studying the stars and the universe, mapping out the heavens, the sea, and the earth. If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you that evidence of this you can see from the monuments and pyramids, how the three pyramids of Giza in Egypt are aligned exactly as the three stars of Orion's belt, exemplifying the phrase from the Bible that says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you how the Greeks, the Romans, and many other nations traveled to Kemet, and what they learned from the ancient Egyptians was religion, science, mathematics, medicine, and a host of other great disciplines, and after which they returned back to their country, only to claim to the world what they had learned from the ancient Egyptians as their own. They would tell you men like Homer, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, just to name a few, were all students of the ancient Egyptians.
If your ancestor could speak, they would say,
I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the ending, DNA of all men and women.
If your ancestor
ancestors, the creators of all that's real.
If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you they were master builders and how masonry started in Kemet, not in Britain. And to look at the ancient monuments in Kemet and see the magnificence of the original master masons, your ancestors, how for thousands of years these monuments stand, even to this day, they would tell you, look throughout the whole world and see the evidence of many things copied from ancient Kemet. If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you, hold your head up high, black man and black woman, and walk proud knowing you've came from such greatness. They would tell you that you are the blessed people of God, that they fell from God's grace long ago, and that was the reason for your enslavement, that the spirit that runs deep in your soul has been tranquilized through that enslavement. If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you soon, black man, your spirit will be awakened, and you will reconnect with God, and then you will be where God intended you to be. They would tell you how the Europeans who enslaved you kept you disconnected from God by taking away your God-given religion, language, culture, as well as your history. If the ancestors could speak, they would tell you how your slave masters inserted their religion, their language, their culture, and their history into you while you were enslaved by them. They would tell you from that enslavement is why you don't know who you are or where you're from. If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you how vitally important it is for you to reconnect with your Africanness and to learn your own religion, your own history, your own language, and everything else they stole from you as slaves. And this lack of knowledge has made you feel inferior towards other races on the planet, thus making you feel hatred for self and your other black brothers and sisters.
If your ancestor could speak, they would say,
Akebula, Abyssinia, Osiris, Osset, never forget the heroes we beget. Oh,
if your ancestor could speak,
yeah,
they would say,
pyramid builders, divine healers, the creators of all that's real.
If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you, black man and black woman, you are superior, not inferior, because you have the most dominant DNA on the planet. They would tell you, your black skin is blessed because it has been kissed by the sun. If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you, living things like plants, trees, flowers, need sunlight to flourish. They would tell you that the sun provides vitamin D in your body, which is something the body needs for health and growth, and that the rays from the sun also activate your pineal gland, which allows you to connect spiritually with the God who created you, as well as produce melanin in your skin to protect it from the harshness of the sun, but still absorbing what it needs from the sun. If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you, the sun is the giver of life, that your body welcomes the rays from the sun, where certain races on the planet's skin cannot tolerate the rays of the sun. So just know, you are blessed by God with sun-kissed skin, and that some of the other races on the planet burned themselves trying to become like you, melanin-rich, Q-skinned people. If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you, no matter where in this world you were born, if your skin is black, you are of African descent. They would tell you, your black skin is a blessing, not a curse. You were made in his image and in his likeness. They would tell you, the name of the Egyptian god Osiris means Lord of the Perfect Black. If your ancestors could speak, they would tell you, African people, love your beautiful black skin and love one another as God has loved you from the beginning when he created you out of the dust from the African soil. They would tell you, stop killing God's favorite on the planet. They would tell you in the famous words of the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, may God rest his soul, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud.
If your ancestor could speak, they would say,
I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the ending, DNA of all men and women.
If your ancestor could speak, they would say,
pyramid builders, divine healers, the creators of all that's real.
If your ancestor could speak, they would say,
Akebula, Abyssinia, Osiris, Osset, never forget